Jacoby Ford is out, foot. Ron Bartel is out with a shoulder. Jerron Kreiner is questionable with his ankle. Alex Parsons questionable with his shoulder. Tywan Jones questionable with ribs. John Kondo is questionable with the concussion, and Rolando McClain is questionable with the ankle. No, he's had the shoulder this whole week.
Where is Kondo in the process? Is he cleared?
There's still a couple of things that we got to do to make sure that he's totally well and okay to play in the game. He's passed everything all the tests that he's done so far. He's passed. There's just a couple more things that we want to make sure of before we put him in a game. So he did a nice job of going through practice. It's part of the process.
Oh, yeah. So you want to make sure we're at the
league. No, it's part of the process.
Okay.
Is there, if he gets cleared, is it automatic he goes in, or might you do like you did with Daenerys and say, look, let's take another week?
If he's cleared to play and we feel like that he's at no risk physically to himself, then he'll play in the game.
So do you, is Geskin on the plane and going with you?
Yeah, we'll have alternate plans in case he's unable to go.
Coach, how would you describe the week of practice, and how's the team bounce back from Monday night?
I thought we had a good week of practice. I think they're anxious to get back out on the field again, and we're looking forward to the challenge of facing a good Miami team. We'll probably go with Wiz. Yeah, he's back healthy, you know, and he executed this week in practice. So, I think he's prepared and ready to go.
You had said that you didn't want to wait time for the day to make that decision. Were you waiting specifically for something from him?
No, not necessarily anything specifically from him. I mean, I just wanted to see how the week played out, how Alex responded with his shoulder, how Wiz responded to being in there and getting the practice reps with the first group. So, I was pleased with what I saw this week.
Assuming Philip will probably return punts, he knows he'll return kicks with Tywan.
Well, if Tywan is okay, he'll be one of the guys that we've got back there. We've also got Goodson, who can go back there and return kicks too.
Any roster moves or anything, decisions on Jacoby?
There might be some roster moves. We're going to wait till tomorrow to announce any type of roster moves, though.
Must win. Got to win this one. We got Pittsburgh, then we got Denver. As a coach, can you ever look past? Do you ever look past what you have in front of your face?
No, they're all must wins. You know, I mean, every game's important, and you got to look at it that way. And you can't look towards the future. You got to take it one game at a time. Focus in on one game, and then we'll worry about the other ones when they come up on the schedule.
You talked about making it smart with.
No, we're not going to put limits on it. Again, it'll be a game feel, all right? We're going to do what we have to do to try to win games. But we also understand, that there's only a certain amount of plays that a guy has in him. And so we got to do a good job of monitoring that.
He's had games before where he's at 30 touches, 32 touches. Given his injury history, do you think people are making too much of a big deal of how much he touched the ball last week in terms of can he?
I think because of the way his injury situation has been, I think that's only things that we can expect, that people are going to question that. But like I said, we're going to do the things that we feel like we have to do to try to win football games. And Darren understands that. We understand that as an organization. And we're going to do whatever we need to do to give ourselves a chance.
Do you feel like he's concerned his workload?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you got to look at it. But, again, each game plan is going to be different. There'll be some games where, his workload's going to be more. There'll be some games where maybe his workload's not quite as much. I think what we got to look at is, as we go throughout the season, where are those numbers at? And we'll evaluate that as we go throughout the year.
Do you expect Kondo's situation will be resolved Sunday, game day?
I think we'll have a good feel tomorrow. Yeah.
What makes Cameron Wake such a good pass rusher, and what challenges does he present for you?
Well, he's got speed coming off the edge. I think that's the first thing that a great pass rusher has, is they got speed coming off the edge. Make us have to respect that. But he's got multiple moves. He's not a one-trick pony. So he's an accomplished player. He's done a nice job of sacking the quarterback in the past, and we've got to take into account where he's at on every play.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you.
Okay,
thank
thanks, guys.